Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
They were the resident company in a theater that hired themselves an artistic director who eventually, my understanding is,
yeah,
convinced the board that they, the founding members in company, were not the best way, were not the future for this particular theater.
Okay, gotcha.
And so they all then were literally, that theater was in a sense taken away from them.
Okay.
And they then decided that they were not going to fall apart, they were not going to let this happen, and they went back and reshaped and formed and re-energized themselves and used the original name that they started off with, which was the American Blues Theater. It was out of that, and when I heard all of this, and knowing Carmen, and knowing what that theater meant to her, and everything, I mean, it felt really important to me to do what I could to help them as they tried to regroup and reorganize themselves.
Now, what will you be doing? I understand you're going to be reading a passage.
Yes,
okay.
I'm reading a passage from a show they're going to be doing. They're doing a thing called The Living Newspaper.
How important is local theater? I mean, that's actors.
That's the heartthrob.
Yeah.
That's where it all begins. Local theater actually, what it does is it contributes to the quality of life around it. That's what it's meant to do. It's local, not-for-profit theater. It's for contributing to the quality of life in the community.
Right, and so many of these actors, when they're starting out, are either paid nothing or just very, very minimal, maybe a piece of what the ticket sales for the night are. So it's a passion.
Yeah, it is a passion.
Is that what it's always been for you,
too? I'm telling you, Chicago has some of the best actors in America. And, that is, that we've had two, there's a show right now that we've had two seasons in a row where shows have come from Chicago. One was Osage County, I think you know that one.
Yes.
And this other one is the Donut Show. There's a Donut Show, which Kate Budicki is in.
Right, and you know, you're going to be, it just struck me, you're going to be right across the street from John Mahoney's theater, the Steppenwolf, and I know you've obviously been in Moonstruck and different
things
with him,
that's
kind of cool how, you know, you guys become these phenomenal actors and actresses on the big screen and come back and remember your roots, too.
Well, I have started no less than 3 theaters. The last one was a regional theater like the ones you're talking about in Chicago. In northern New Jersey, it was called the Hold Theater, and I was producing artistic director there for 19 years.
I think that's wonderful.
That's a long time.
Just wonderful. That's not that long.
To put shows together, to act, to direct, and then at the same time I was doing stuff in New York, you know, and teaching and whatever else I needed to do. But that's been a real, theater has been the way I have identified myself. I mean, the movies which came kind of late in 88, after I'd been involved with theater for almost 30 years,
mm-hmm.
for heaven's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting theaters, doing plays in New York and in other regional theaters and in summer theaters. And
what do you think when you come to Chicago? I mean, obviously we're not as big as New York when it comes to the Broadway productions the off-Broadway shows even too, but what do you think when you come to Chicago?
Well, first of all, I'm married to somebody who comes from Chicago. So I've had a lot of Chicago. My husband is actor Louis Zorich, and he comes from Chicago, and so I've heard about the city, and I've gone to it, and I know he knows where to go and where to take me, and his enthusiasm about certain things, and then we have to go look at the old neighborhoods, and the old neighborhoods aren't the same neighborhoods.
Right.
So I've
you get the
I've
full
had
picture
that
then.
Of Chicago. I've also had the aspect of, I did a show there once, a tour of View from the Bridge, and I think I got one. Do you have a Jefferson Award?
Oh, yeah, the Joseph Jefferson Award,
I think I got that.
I think you did too. I think I saw that in one of your bios.
I think I got that award, and so I played there in Chicago. I love the feel of the downtown walking around in the lake. I have to say. Beyond that, and driving around the old neighborhoods of my experience
right.
of the Chicago physically,